allowed to get back. The two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether we observe Abelis till the morning of Lag BaOmer or the night before Lag BaOmer already. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the minhag is that people get married later Lag BaOmer, they don't wait till the morning. But as far as taking a haircut, that the minhag is that you wait till the morning. Same thing listening to music, but whatever we observe, all the minhagim of Sira till the morning, then the same mixayim kukuloi. And the night before, we're only mekel on getting married, because that's a makam mitzvah. So as I said, I'm going to a wedding, one wedding tonight, one wedding tomorrow night. Okay. We learned the Tosfos Mem Hei Amud Beis, where Tosfos says that you only say Shemei Kohen if the person understands the Kiddush and Abdullah. If they don't understand, you don't say Shemei Kohen. And the one and only exception to the rule, is Mikra Megillah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that when you bench Mezumin, he quotes Birchas Avram. When you bench Mezumin, also that's an exception to the rule, that it's not based on Shemei Kohen. The whole Chabura together offers one Birchas Hamazon, so even though some of the people don't understand it, everybody is still Yotzei. And the Rishonim quote that Rashi disagrees. We don't really have it explicit at Rashi, but the Rosh and the Martche, they quote that the Rashi disagrees. He holds that do say Shemei Kohen, even if the person doesn't understand what they're saying. Then the Gemara has this Mechudish Dikadin in the middle of Memhei on the base. Three people were eating together. After the two dots right in the middle of the Amar, Guf Amar Abdimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. They quote Rav. He goes and he carries on a whole conversation with the mailman. Then the two people say, but we want to bench Mezumin. So the guy says, okay, bench, I'll answer from over here. So the Gemara says, it's okay. They scream at Baruch Shechanam Shalom. He says, Baruch Shechanam Shalom, it's okay. They can bench like that. But then the Gemara says, that's only if it's a Mezumin of three. The fella has to come back. You have to have all the ten sitting together. Why? Because the Gemara Megillah gives, that's the reason why you need Asara to say Baruch Alakenu. That's what you mentioned yesterday. Rav Soloveitchik thought like that. There are two minhagim in Europe where when you bench Mezumin Baruch Alakenu, you stand up. So by the Yekas, they stand up all the way. Baruch Alakenu, because they treat it like a Dovish Bigdusha. And you're supposed to have Amido. You're supposed to have Mogan Avram quotes from the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that a Dovish HaBikdusha you need Amido, and he quotes that Arizal says that it's a Torah Sefer. That the Yerushalmi is a mistake, it shouldn't say like that. Then who was it? When the Shofet went to Eglon Melech Moav, he said, Dvar Lekim Li Ela Melech. So then he stood up out of respect and then he killed him. Then he stabbed them to death. So because he said, Dvar Lekim Li Elecho, so he stood up. So you see that you have to stand up for Dovish HaBikdusha. And the Arizal says that the whole thing is a Torah Sefer, that it shouldn't say like that. There is no such thing. So the common practice is by many Svardim, they don't stand up for Kaddish. They don't always stand up for Dovish HaBikdusha. The Ashkenazim always follow that Yerushalmi. And a lot of Svardim follow the Arizal. He says that there is no such Yerushalmi. By many Yekis, the minhag is that they stand up and they say Baruch Alakenu. Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, his part of the world, they didn't stand up at all for Baruch Alakenu because they didn't consider benching Basara as a Dovish HaBikdusha. The Gemara gave this reason: La Baruch Alat Kush Ma Dushmai. So the Gemara said that's why you have to have the fellow should come back. It should look like you have Asara because La Baruch Alat Kush Ma Dushmai, the Botza Me Asara. Then we had the story. By the wide lines, the beginning of the wide lines, three Talmidim and Yeshiva were eating together, and they were all approximately the same level of learning, the same level of Yerushalayim, and they didn't think they would gain anything by having one of them bench Mezumin on behalf of all three. They thought mistakenly that the whole idea of Mezumin is that I'm not a big tzaddik, I'm not so learned, but the other fellow is a bigger tzaddik than me, or more learned than me, so if I'll have him bench for me, then my benching will be enhanced. So that's why you have bench and Mezumin. The one who's a greater tzaddik or a greater talmid chacham should bench on for the whole group, and this will elevate the chashivas of the benching. But if they're all on the same level of Yerushalayim, same level of learning, so you don't gain anything by having a mezumin. So each one benches on his own. So then after they did that, Then they wanted to ask their Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, no, there's a din, you have to bench Mezumin, even if no one is a greater tzaddik than the others. So he said, should we do it over again? So he says, no, ain't Zimun Amahavra, you're to bench again, Rebbe. You can't volunteer benching, you can't bench another time.
Where did they come up with that halakha? I just read the Mishnah, it's not much like that at all.
You see that students come up with all kinds of wild halakhas. Maybe you're supposed to be a Rebbe. But a normal student comes up with wild havaminas. I don't know. Havamina. It's not so bad for havamina. What? You think it's not even good for havamina? I don't know. So that's the Gemara. Ein zimun l'mafreya. Then the Gemara discusses towards the end of Memhem Beis, the answer Amen after Yiram Bracha. So the Gemara says it depends which bracha. Loi kasha, three lines from the bottom. Haba bani Rishalayim bar b'shar brachas. All other brachas we say it's not proper to answer amen. If the bani rachma Rishalayim amen, then you do answer amen. Manashtana, why is there a difference? So we usually say because brachas hamazon there's a series of brachas. We learned that from the psukim that you say three brachas. Azanas akol al aretz val hamazon and bani rachma Rishalayim amen. Then atev ametiv. Is a machlekes whether deraisa lab deraisa. Deraisa lab deraisa is not just a machlekes whether it's deraisa deraisa. If it's deraisa, it means that it's a fourth bracha and the benching. Slab deraisa means it's not even the fourth bracha and the benching, but the rabbanon. I mean, first of all, it's not deraisa. Secondly, it's a bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the whole benching. It's not. If it's lab deraisa, it means it's not part of the benching at all. So really, the benching, the series of brachas, is over after Bnei Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. So that's what the Gemara says, whenever there's a series of brachas, so then you say amen at the end of the series, even though it's your own bracha. But we have a few other cases like that. So here's another case. So you say Baruch Shamar, Psukkah Zimra, and then you say Yishtabach. So Tesis on the bottom of Memvav and Manalef discusses, the Brisa says, the last three lines in the Brisa, Memvav and Manalef says, every bracha should be Pasach is b'baruch v'chasem is b'baruch. Unless it's a bracha, smucha l'chabata. So Tosfos says, how come yishtabach and yehalalucha at the end of Psukkah Zimra, at the end of Halal, is not pasachas b'baruch? So Tosfos gives two answers. Other Tosfos in Psukkah give a different answer. Our Tosfos says, it's smucha l'chabata to the bracha at the beginning of Psukkah Zimra, namely baruch shama, or the yehalalucha is smucha l'chabata to the bichas hamitzvah at the beginning of Halal. So why shouldn't you say the same by Birchas HaTorah? If that's called Smucha L'Chavato, it doesn't have to be like Birchas HaMos, and the second bracha comes immediately after the first, third bracha comes immediately after the second, or Bashmana Esrei. Each bracha comes immediately after the preceding bracha. You have Baruch Shama Yishtaba, and there are a few pages in between. And you have Halal also, the few pages in between the bracha before and the bracha after. So why shouldn't you say the same by an aliyah? You say bracha before, bracha after. So the bracha after should not be posachas b'baruch. And it is, baruch ha-shanasan on teres emes. Why you posach b'baruch? It should be smucha l'chavato. So Tosfos gives an answer, and the Ritva gives a cheerful answer. So Tosfos gives an answer, because historically, Tosfos gives a historical answer. B'zman ha-tanoim, only the first oilel ha-teres said the first bracha shebach ha-banu, and the last oilel ha-teres said the last bracha shanasan lanu. So, and that was a long pause in between. That was much longer than, is it? Much longer than the whole Kriya Satarat Parshas Bo is much longer than the whole Psukkah Zimra. They consider Yishtabach Smucha L'Chavato to Baruch Shama. I think there are more pages in the Psukkah Zimra than there are in the longest Sedra, no? Even if you have two Sedras, Smuchu Barim. But the Psukkah Zimra is probably going to be longer than that. I don't know. So Tosfos says maybe Bizman HaTanoim because they had the Targum, the Adam and Turgumon. So that took forever. That took a few hours. One of the travelers from the Middle Ages describes he was traveling by the Sephardim, not from the Middle Ages, later. I think in the late 1800s. There was a traveler, so he writes. He visited by the Sephardim and they had the Meturgumon, say over Targum in the middle. The Kriyas HaTorah took 2 hours. Takes forever. Okay? That taka takes longer than the halal, and takes longer than the halal with the psukkah zimra to put together. It takes a very long time. So Tosfos says historically. since years ago, it used to be such a long pause in between the first bracha and the first aliyah. The last bracha and the last aliyah took forever. So that's why you no longer call it Smucha L'Chavata. So even though later we did away with the Targum, we don't have a Meturgamon, and we have each Oilel Atur Mepnei HaNichnasim Mepnei HaYoytzim, the Gemara says, because people were leaving and coming in and going out. Every shul was like a train station. They used to go to the Kiddush Club. See, it's a Mokka and a Chazal. Used to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTor, used to go to the Kiddush Club. A Minig HaKadmonim, yeah. Can't do away with the Minig HaKadmonim so easily. Used to walk out the middle of Kriyas HaTor. So even though later they introduced that every Oilel Atur says a bracha before and after, so that was Mamish just 2 minutes. The whole Kriyas HaTor, each Ali is only 2 minutes. But since historically, originally, originally the bracha shalachreha had to be pasachs because it was such a long pause, even though later on it became bracha smucha lachavetor, the original takan, they used the same nusach and they didn't change it. That's what Tosis answers. The Ritva gives a different answer. Ritva Megillah gives a different answer. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the Ritva, a cheerful answer, he says, a melitza. The Ritva is always full of melitza. So he says, mim b'mina ein achaitzis, mim b'shein amin achaitzis. What is he talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that Baruch Shamar and Pesukah de Zimra and Yishtabach, everything is Shebach, Shebach, and Shebach. So that's called Smucha L'chavetor. And the same is true regarding Hallel. You say the Brichas HaMitzvah in the beginning is also Shevach. And then the Psukim of Hallel HaShevach. And then Yaluch HaShevach. Everything is Shevach. But by Brichas HaTorah, the bracha before Asher Bacha Bar Asher Nasan Lanu is a praise. It's a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kriyas HaTorah is Liman HaTorah. That's not Shevach. So that's why he says, you can't blend in. You can't consider it Smucha L'Chavato. The bracha at the end can't be Smucha L'Chavato to the bracha in the beginning because you were mapsing in between with Liman HaTorah. By Halala, by Pesukah de Zimra, you are mafsik in between the two brachas with more Shevach. So Shevach and Shevach and Shevach is all one big hamshach of Shevach. So it's called Smucha L'Chavata. But if you have Shevach in the beginning, Shevach in the end, and Talmud Torah in the middle, that you can't consider a hamshach. That's an interesting answer. But Tosafot doesn't give that answer. Tosafot gives their answer, yeah. So Nachum also, there's a din of bracha Smucha L'Chavata. Bracha smucha l'chavata doesn't have to be pasachas b'bar. So what do we consider smucha l'chavata? So Birchas Hamazon is a series of brachas, and the Shemoneh Esrei is a series of brachas. If Atov HaMeitiv is lav d'oraisa, Atov HaMeitiv follows immediately after Bnei Rachma v'Yishalayim Amen, but it's not part of the series of brachas. It'd be mikra. Yet the Chacham require we should say another bracha at the conclusion of the benching. But it's not mitzarif with it. It doesn't blend in to be one unit. So just because we say one after the other, that's not called smucha l'chavata. That's the pashtus against what Yodua from the Maharam Rutmer. Tosafot raised the issue when you say tefillas haderech. So you start saying yirotzim ofanecha. How do you start yirotzim ofanecha? But you're going to end up baruch atah Hashem shemeh tefillo. So isn't it a bracha? So shouldn't it begin pasachas bebaruch? So some Rishonim say it's smucha l'chavata because the bracha shemeh tefila is in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the 13th, the middle. The gimel Rishonim is gimel achrenes, and by us there are 19 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. We call the Shemoneh Esrei because they used to be 18, and now there are 19. And then the middle 13 are the bakoshes. So shemeh tefila in the Shemoneh Esrei is smucha l'chavata. So even though when we say tefila sadech was the gemara earlier around aflamin. When we say Tfilas HaDerech, it's not Smucha L'Chavata, but since the Ika Bracha Shemet Tfil in the Shemoneh Esrei is a Smucha L'Chavata, so even when you say it alone, it's the din of Smucha L'Chavata doesn't have to be Pasachas B'Baruch, doesn't really depend as a Smucha L'Chavata. This is a rule for the Anshei Knesset HaGdala who are composing Nuschos HaTfilah. When you compose a Nuschos HaBracha, if it's a Smucha L'Chavata, then it doesn't have to be Pasachas B'Baruch. See, even if Lemaisa, it's not going to be a Smucha L'Chavata, but they compose Shemeh Tfila for the Shemoneh Esrei. And this is the same bracha, this ends off Shemeh Tfila. It's the same bracha as the one in the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemeh Tfila doesn't have to be Smucha L'Chavata. Doesn't have to be Pasachas B'bar. So other Rishonim are not happy about that. Just because in the Shemoneh Esrei, therefore, whatever you say, the bracha Shemeh Tfila never has to be Pasachas B'bar. Why not? So Tesis says it's not really a bracha, it's a Tfila. We call it Tfila Saderach. Not a bracha. You end up Shemeh Tefillah, but it's not really a bracha. And they quote from the Maharam Ritmerg that he was always medaktik this sitva, that he would say Al Sheyotze before, Bar Nefoshes before, or Alam Michi before. He would always make it into a smukha lachavato by reciting a different bracha first, and then right away saying Yirasa Mofanecha Shetel Lechein L'Shom. He would make the Tfilas Adarech into a smukha lachavato. But the question is, the favorish in the Gemara. Just because B'mikra you happen to say one bracha after the other, but it's not a hemshech, it's not a series. You always say Atav Ameitav right after the Olam, right after Benim Rachma B'Yishalayim Amein, but if you all Atav Ameitav Elab Deraisa, that's not part of the series of the brachas. That's a separate bracha that's recited at the conclusion of the benching, and therefore it's Pesachas B'Baruch. That was one of the Gemara's rayas. There was Machlekes, but Atav Ameitav is Deraisa. Number one, it's Deraisa. Number two, it's the fourth bracha, the benching, or it's Lab Deraisa. Number one, it's only the Rabbanon. And number two, it's not part of the benching, even with the Rabban. If Atav Ameitav is Lav Deraisa. Mara said, if it's Lav Deraisa, then you understand why it's Pasachas B'Baruch. It comes immediately after Bani Rachman V'Shalayim Amen, so B'Mikra, it comes after, but that doesn't make it into Smucha L'Chavata, because it's not one Kiyum. So that's why the whole Gemara doesn't read like the Maharam Rutman. What did he accomplish by saying Bar Nefoshes or Asher Yotza before to make it into a Smucha L'Chavata? That's very strange. Anyway, so getting back over here. So the Gemara says, when you have a series of brachas, then it makes sense to say Amen after Birchas Atzmus. So where do you have a series of brachas? So we assume that Yehalleluch at the end of Hallel is Smucha L'Chavato to the bracha before, and Yishtabach is Smucha L'Chavato to the Baruch Shama before the Pesukah de Zimra. So since it's a Smucha L'Chavato, the Gemara says Smucha L'Chavato implies that it's one unit. If it's a separate entity, it's not called Smucha L'Chavato. So it's one unit. Then the Gemara said, you say Amen after Birchas Atzmon. What else is a series of brachas? You have all the Birchas HaShachar, all the 14 brachas, one after the other, and then the 15th brachas, Ma'avashen Me'inah, Estumah Me'afapoi, that's not Smucha L'Chavato, because each one is independent of the other. The Gemara says, when you wake up, you say this bracha. When you stretch out your arms, you say this bracha. When you stretch out the legs, you say that bracha. When you put your feet on the ground, you say that bracha. When you put your shoes on, you say that bracha. When you get dressed, you say that bracha. Each one is a different. It's not that it's one series of Birchas HaShachar. We recite all the 15 brachas. We rattle off all the 15 brachas one after the other. But that's not how they were. That's not the way it was instituted. And in Shulchan Aruch, some of the Rishonim say that it's not right, but we do. We're makel on that. I never hear any roosters crowing in the morning. But nonetheless, I say, because that's what happens. Other Rishonim say, no. If you're not going to wear shoes that day, you don't say Shosali called Tzarki. They quote the Vilna Gaon. He used to say, Matzoi Yom Kippur, Matzoi Tisha B'Av. He would say Shosali called Tzarki when he put the shoes on. In the morning, he didn't say, he followed what it said in the Gemara. Did he hear, he had a rooster also that crowed in the morning, maybe? Maybe, did they quote, huh? Did they have in Vilna, they have roosters in the middle? I don't know. Did he follow everything? That's what they did. The Gaon always followed everything in the Gemara. So Taki said every bracha with the way it's described in the Gemara. I don't know. Maybe he did.
Isn't there a machlokas with Seth means? It means rooster.
It means human being. Okay. Maybe how that means human being? Could be. Anyway, so the simple reading in the Gemara is whenever you have a series of brachas, you say Amen. After Birchas Atzmon said Tishman Esri Smucha L'Chavato, so you should say Amrochas Hamisor Bashalom Amen. You should say Amen, and at the end of the Birchas Kriyashma, you should say, let's say Bamayriv, you say Goal Yisod, then you say Shama Yisod Ad. So that's the end of the series of Brachas Shalacha Kriyashma. You say Sharama Yisod Ad Amen. You should say Amen there. And at the end of the Halleluchi, you should say Amen. At the end of the Yishtabach, you should say Amen. So there are many communities where that is the practice. And Taisa says that our practice is that we only say after Bani Rachma Bishalayim Amen. Why? Manishtana? Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Why? Because that's the end of the Brachas Deraisa. Atav Meitav is Lav Deraisa, so we want to say it because Ram, that all the Poelim should know that they should go back to work. We want to emphasize the fact that the benching deraisa is over. Bainu Rachma Yushalayim Amen. And Atav Ameita, because it's Lav deraisa, so Okermosa, the poilim mokumosa, the poilim don't say it at all. Gemara said poilim should combine the second and the third brachas, and the fourth bracha they should omit completely. So that's why you say amen, that the poilim should know, they should go back to work, and they shouldn't recite the next bracha. But that's the minig Ashkenaz. That's the only time that we say amen after brachas atzmo. And we don't say that it applies to every single case of a series of brachas. You're going to say amen at the end, like the Sfardim do. So that's what Tosis points out, the two practices. Yeah, whom should you be mechabit to say hamoitzi? You have a guest, should you be mechabit the guest? The Gemara says, not really. Balabais botseya, why? Because it's all his challah. So he can cut fat slices as skinny slices. So if he's going to be a toivayin, he'll cut big slices, everybody should get a lot of challah. Or he'll cut the whole challah, and if you want, they can take a lot of slices. If he doesn't want to give so much, he'll only cut exactly the number of slices for the guests, and that's all the bread you get, and he doesn't want to give you any more bread. So more correct is that the balabai should be botseya. The oriach does know what the balabai's wish is. Does he want us to cut the whole challah, we should eat up the whole thing? Or she wants only, they should eat betzimtzum. The guest should only eat one slice of bread to have his eyes to be able to bench, that's all. So the Gemara says, balabai's botseya, that he should be able to give bayin yofer, kidei sheyivta bayin yofer. That's the Gemara about 13 lines from the top, and then vav and meralef. And oreach, when it comes to benching, there's a machloikas who should bench, whether the balabai souls, and we paskan know. Oreach mevorach, why? Because bizman ha-gemara, until the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the practice was when you bench mezumen, so only the mezamen says the benching, the others don't say anything. So if the balabais is going to bench, so he won't be able to give himself birchas oreach. So you have one of the guests should bench, so when they'll bench and they say the birchas ha-mazon out loud, they'll say the birchas oreach. What is the birchas oreach? Yirotzen shaleyevish balabais boilam hazeh, etc. What's so important about saying this birchas oreach? The some Rishonim write, after you learn brachas, it's kedai to learn the perek Elan Emorim in Masech Sota, around that Lamed or so. Elan Emorim is like a chazora on Masech Brachas. It lists off which mitzvahs of Kriya have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew. Duchening has to be in the original Hebrew. And the Kohen Gadol's bracha on Yom Kippur and by Hakel, the bracha has to be beside the original Hebrew. And all year long, when you get an aliyah, and when you daven in Shemana Esra, if you say bracha on food, or birchas on mitzvah, birchas on nenin, you can recite the bracha in translation also. And the Mishnah says, in the list of Elan Amram B'cholosh, Elan Amram B'lashna Kodesh, the following mitzvahs of Amnira have to be recited Kirchsovam in the original Nusach in Hebrew, and the following can be recited even in translation. So the Gemara has a lot there that really belongs in bracha. So there's a Tosfos Shantz, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rashmi Shantz, has a comment on the Gemara. He's suggesting that the Tanoim darshan the pasuk verachta es Hashem Elokecha es the Rabbis Balabais, that you should offer a bracha to the Balabais. It could be that he holds that it's a real din deraisa. The Gemara, there was a machlokes Sataran where they darshan es. The Gemara says there was a Tana Shimon who I'm saying they used to darshan every time it says es. Bereshis Barlekim es Hashemayim es Haaretz. Es is always marba something until he came to the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says es Hashem Elokecha tira. There's only one God in heaven above. So what do you mean? He said, you should fear someone else. You're only supposed to fear God. So Pirish, he backed out from all the drushes. And Talmudim said, what should we do with all the notes that we have? So he said, it's all wrong. Shouldn't say it over. Everything is wrong. And Kishem Shekibalte Schar Al Adrisha, Kachani Akabal Schar Al Aprisha. Just like I got reward all those years because I thought I was saying Torah Semes. Now we discovered that it's not Torah Semes. Torah Semes is one of the five Torahs of Rabbi Dr. Berman. I think they assigned me on Shavuos at the weekend, so they're having five different people speak, each one about a different Torah. They gave me the Torah Semes. That's the easy part. Torah Semes just means we believe in Torah, Menashe Mai. It's everywhere. Okay, so it's going to be... That's the easy part. Torah Semes. Yeah. koma shebo lahachi yes baruch hu elamim. So Shimon Hamsaini was darshaning all the essen. Then he backed out when he got kimish yeles al shem lakachat ter pirush. He stopped and he told the Talmidim everything is wrong. Just like Hashem shekibarti schar al adrisha, all those years I deserve reward, even though now it's a glowing milson mafer that everything is falsha Torah. But at the time that I said it, I thought it was Torah Semes. So you see from that Gemara, you get reward. The Ravid quotes that Gemara. You see that you get reward if you're trying to be Mechaven Alems, even though it turns out in the end that it's wrong. The Ravid writes that he's very young and he's writing Hasogas on the Rif. The Ravid in Perek Narish and his Patsa on the fourth Perek in Ksubis. Balamor also writes that he's only 19 and he was learning Bacharusa with the Ravid. He's only 19 and he's writing Hasogas on the Rif. So the Ravid writes he's very young and he's writing Hasogas. The Rif is like the Mishnah Brura is today, like the Chazon Ish, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach HaMekubal. So the Rif was the Pesach HaMekubal at that time. So the Ravid writes, probably everything that I have to say is probably wrong, because the Rif is the big Pesach, but it's Torah. So since I'm attempting to say the Emes HaPshat, so I'm going to get reward, like Shimon Hamsaini. He said, Kishem Shekibalti Ischar Al Adrisho, even though it turns out in the end that everything was false Torah, but since at the time that he said it, he thought it was correct. So, and then the Gemara said, Shabbat, Rabbi Kiva, believe Rabbi Kiva said, Es Hashem Alkecha, Teel the Rabbis Talmid HaChacham. You have to Mora Rabbi Kemara Shemaim, goes on Rabbi Muva. You have to Mora HaRav. So you do Darshan Es. So that's what the Rash Mishans writes in the Tosfos Shans on Perek El Adamarim. In the middle of Masech HaSoita, he says, V'erachta Es Hashem Alkecha, Es the Rabbis Balabais. Maybe the bracha to the Baal Bais that didn't their eyes.
That Ravid Shitaso, the famous Ravid Hamas Tshuva, where he doesn't like the Rambam says that if you're told me to do this, it's a type of Mabah. Is that the same underlying principle, or two different things? So you get scar for being correct, as well as your honest and trying to learn. You get an A for effort.
You get reward. Maybe it's connected. I don't know. The Rambam, the Ravid asks, how can the Rambam say one of the Rambam writes one who believes that God has a body is an apikuris and lechel kolam abo. So the Ravid is masig. They were gedolim and tzaddikim imenu. There were people who were more learned and bigger tzaddikim than the Rambam who believed that God has a body. And how can you call them apikursim? They thought it because of the Agoras HaMashapshas as Hadas, because the Agaritas in the Gemara that mislead us into believing the Chazal unintentionally. They didn't mean to mislead us, but unintentionally their Agaritas mislead us to believe that God has a body. So how can you call such a person an apikurs and say, Ein lecha el kolam abo? So you're saying that since the Rabbi Lishitosa, that since Derech Limudam, they made this mistake, so they get reward for learning, and you can't call them apikurs. Could be it is connected. Could be. I don't know. The Brisker Rav is quoted as having said that his greatest, his most important chiddush was about the Birchas Baal HaBayis. That from the Rambam is mashma, that you have to incorporate Hatov HaMeitiv. In Hatov HaMeitiv, you have to incorporate the bracha to the Baal HaBayis. So we usually have Hatov HaMeitiv, then Harachman Yimoch Leilam Yonavod, Rachman Yisbarach B'Shamayim, a whole bunch of Harachmans. Then, after you get into, you turn a few pages there, then it says, Rachman Yisbarach is Baal HaBayis HaZeh. So the Brisker Rav recommended you should say Rachman the bracha for the Baal HaBayis right after Hatov HaMeitiv, because the Rambam says it's supposed to be part of Hatov HaMeitiv. Body is supposed to be incorporated into that bracha. So he considered this his greatest chiddush, halacha l'maaseh, to follow the Rama, to say that brachas Baal HaBayis earlier. Okay. Remember Rabbi Gerelich said, he remembers when he ate by Rabbi Velvela Soloveitchik, so he always had the same thing he would say when he ate his own food. He didn't say bracha for the Baal HaBayis, he was the Baal HaBayis. So he would bench Birchas HaMazon, he would say to the other Malach HaSreinu, and then he would ask his daughter, could you, in Yiddish, could you please bring a cup of tea? Then he would say Harachman Rochalein Aliyah, but he would say the Harachman every single time. To demonstrate that Harachman is not part of the benching. I thought you should have said it before Atayva Meitiv. I don't know what the significance was Dafka of demonstrating that after Liyala Mayich Hasreinu, the rest is only a minik. So you have to demonstrate that everything is over. So he would ask his daughter for a cup of tea every single time. Okay? Rabbeinu Soloveitchik was everything by him was different. That family, everything is different by them. Okay. Then the Gemara has a machlok, is at Hechan Birchas Hamozen. What's the shot? At Hechan Birchas Zimon. What do you mean at Hechan Birchas Zimon? So Rashi says, when a person benches B'yechidus, where does he start? So this is a machlok is in the Gemara, whether you start from where we start, Azana Salam Kula Betuva, or you start from Noidel Lechov. And Rashi holds that the Gemara comes to the Maskana, Birchas HaZimon is up until the end, Hazonas HaKol. So when a Yochid benches, he starts from Noidelecho. The Taisus said, this is absurd. This is unheard of. What are you, crazy? A Yochid benches, he starts from Noidelecho. He starts from Baruch Atah Hashem. He starts from the beginning of Canabi. What Rashi said, Canabi. So Taisus said, it's a different question. Arhech and Birchas HaZimon goes back on the story that we had before. Amar Abdimi Ba Yosef, Amar Abshloshu Shachol Kachas, Yosef Echemem Lashuk. One of the three went to carry on a conversation with the mail delivery, with the mailman. And then they want to have a Zimon. So they call out to him, says, okay, I'll answer over here. So he answers, so how long does he have to pay attention? Till Baruch Shachan Mishlov Tuvach Hayinim, that's it? And then he can continue to carry on the conversation with the mailman? But no, does he have to wait till Hazan is Hakol, till the end of the first Baruch? So that's how he passed. Erech Bichas Hazimon, till Hazan is Hakol. He's supposed to listen. Or if you have three people, well, you have to walk out, talk to the mailman, three people sitting together, two of them finished and they want to go. They want to go away. And the third one wants to continue eating. So the third one has to be mafsik in the middle of the meal and pause a little bit so that to enable the other two to bench mezum. So how long does he have to be mafsik? How long does he have to pause? Just enough to say, Baruch Shechan Mishlov Adukhayinu, and then he has to have to pay attention to the rest, or maybe he has to pay attention till the end of the first bracha. So that's what we pass on Hechem Bichus HaZimon. The third one who is mapsik his meal, or the fellow who is mapsik his conversation with the mailman, how long does he have to pause to listen to the mezame until the end of Hazanas HaKol? Then he goes back to his meal. He goes back to his conversation with the mailman, and then later when he benches, he starts from the beginning. And when a yochid starts benches, of course he starts from the beginning. Just the machlek is, when is the Zimon over? Is Zimon over when you say Baruch Shechan Mishloi? Or it's only over when you get to the end of the first Baruch? So then the Gemara says, Toshma, that there was Machloikes. How many Baruchas do you recite? So Rashi has this wild shot that when a person benches B'chidus, he doesn't say the first Baruch, he starts from Noidelecho. So Tosi can't accept that shot. That's unheard of. A Yochid starts benching from Noidelecho, it doesn't start from Hazan HaSakom. All the little children know the nigan. Everybody knows. You begin from the beginning. You don't start from Noidelecho. So Tosis quotes the Rif. Tosis quotes, they quote Rashi. Then they quote the Rif as a different shot. The Gemara is discussing how many brachas are there when you bench Birchas HaMazon, B'mezumen, how many brachas are there? Because if you want to divide up the Zimon among different people, you can't divide it up. Each one will say three lines. We don't allow that. Even though you say Shemei Kohen and a half a bracha, Rabbi Kevega showed on the Taisan Chofim Ebeis, they think you say Shemei Kohen and a chatzi bracha, but over here, by benching Mezuman, you have to divide it up in units of an entire bracha. So the Mezamin should say a whole bracha, then the guy next to him can say the next bracha, the guy next to him can say the next bracha, and so on. That's what I mentioned, that it's quoted that every so often the Chafetz Chaim, when he would bench Mezuman, he was a Kohen, so the often one Mechaben him, he should bench Mezuman. So he didn't want everybody to know, he didn't want to publicize the fact that he used to be Makbid to daven according to the Nusach Hagro. There's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaben Ramah, what's the Nusach? The Mechaben says, Bnei Yerushalayim Amen, and the Ramah says, Bnei Verachamav Yerushalayim Amen. And the Gro felt that it's more correct to say the Nusach of the Mechaben. So the Chafetz Chaim always followed the Piskei HaGro, he followed the Nusach HaGro, but he didn't want to publicize it. He writes in the Hagdama to the Mishnah Berurah, he's always going to quote the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, not that he means to be machriya like the Gra, but there are many people who live in this generation who like to follow the Gra shita, so we're going to let them know what the Gra's opinion is on everything. And so they say, those who knew him say that he was talking about himself. He always used to follow Piske HaGra. So he used to say the Nusach HaGra, Bani Yerushalayim Amen. He didn't say Bani Racham of Yerushalayim Amen. But he didn't want to publicize that everyone should know. So, but if you bench a mezuzah, how can you not publicize it? So when he would bench mezuzah, he would say, till Al Ha'aretz V'Olamos, and then his son-in-law would be next to him, so he would nudge the son-in-law, he should take over to say Racham No out loud. So the son-in-law would say whatever he'll say. But Racham Av Yerushalayim Amen. Chofetz Chaim didn't want to say it. So that's an interesting din. That has to bench a mezuzah has to go in units of a bracha. You can't have a person say one line and be mitzvah everybody else within one line. You can't divide it up among all the people who are there. Each one should say a couple of lines in the bench. You have to divide it up in units of brachas. So that was the machlokes. How many people can you divide it up? When you say brach shachanu mishlava tivachayinu, that's the end of the bracha. And then azanas ha'olam is another bracha. You can have a different person say that. He'd say no. Till brach shachanu mishlava tivachayinu, till the end of azanas ha'olam is considered one long bracha. And you can't divide it up among two people.
How is he going to break the Yatzmah if he doesn't have Shema Malchus?
Okay. It's a very good question. I don't know.
I think Mr. Brewer has like that. That's a global rule. It's not just a rule by benching. I think he says that in Hilchos either Hashanah or Kippur, the Chazan has to stop because he can't keep going, so you go back to the new Chazan and start from the end of the Bracha. And I think he has by Shema Kalina by Bechos Kriya Shema also, that if you're going to see someone else, so you can't say half and half.
So that's a Mishnah. So that Mishnah and this Rif are saying the same thing, that you can't divide in the middle of the Brach. Then Rabbi Kivega had a Tosfos on Chof on the base that you can divide. So the Achrayim were bothered the Birchas Rosh and the Chazanish and others talk about this contradiction. So we set over the teretz that Rav Soloveitchik gave. He thought that there's a difference between Chazoras HaShatz and Ben Shem Mezuman. There's a Birchas HaTzibur. Not that everybody's Yotze with Shema Koinem. But on that Gemara and Daf Chofu, Tosfos is talking, that's a plain case of Shema Koinem. One person is saying a long bracha and the other person is being Yotze. So Shema Koinem he can't say on a half a bracha. But if it's the whole Chabura, the whole Tzibur is offering a Shemana Esrei, or benching Birchas HaMazon, but Mezuzah means Birchas HaMazon Machabura, they're offering one bracha, so that for some reason or another has to go in units of a bracha. You can't have a half a bracha, yeah. So then you have to determine what's the status of Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is also, that's what some are working out today. By Kriyashma we don't allow Shema Koina, because Kabbalah is a Machal Shemaim, so maybe we should say the Birchas Kriyashma blend in to be one unit with the Kriyashma. Just like we don't allow Shema Koine on the Kriyashma, we shouldn't allow Shema Koine on the Birchas Kriyashma. But by the Sfardim they do. They have one person says everything out loud and the other people just say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kved Hashem Imkam. They don't say the Birchas Kriyashma. They Yotze. So maybe the answer is that's also a Bracha B'tzibur. Also a Bracha B'tzibur. You don't say Shema Koine on Birchas Kriyashma because it's Dinuke Kriyashma. But if the whole Tzibur together is saying, so then the Chazan represents the Tzibur, so that's a Birchas HaTzibur. So Birchas HaTzibur has to go in a unit of a broche. It can't go line by line. That's an issue, yeah.
Didn't we have also the first lesson in the second parak that the broche is being Ma'akir Kriyashma? That said the Tzibur, that's only the Tzibur. I mean, it said exactly what he's saying.
Right, that was a suggestion today, yes. Yes. Tosfos has an asik with a lakai. Neshama shenasata be tohir atav rasa to yitzarto. Yeah, how come it's not pesachas beborach? So if I'm not mistaken, I think the Avodram quotes when they write it that a lakai neshama shenasata be is the smucha lachavata to hamapil. Just like yishtabach is smucha lachavata to baruch she'omar, and yehalelucha is the smucha lachavata to the baruch in the beginning of the hallel. So too, Elokai Neshama Shenasat to be a smucha lechavato to hamapel. This is the bracha you say before you go to sleep. That's the bracha you say after you wake up. So that's a few hours pause in between. That's longer than the Kriyas HaHol, the whole Kriyas HaTer. So that's not like what Tosfos says. That's as it creates. I thought he used to take 2-3 hours, so that's too long a pause. He used to sleep more than 3 hours, so it's not like Tesis. Yeah, so that's Tesis raised that issue. So the Rabbeinu Tam came up with an answer that Elakai, Neshama Shanasatabi, is not an independent, the suggestion was, not an independent bracha. Maybe say, the Yerotzen over there, maybe you should start with Avov, and that's one long bracha. And therefore you shouldn't answer Amen, the Chazan. If the Chazan would say out loud, the Tzibu wouldn't supposed to be answering Amen, because that's not a separate bracha, that's the beginning, and then you say, the Yerotzen b'fanecha. The Yerotzen is a Heshav, that's why you should say with Avov. With Avav indicates that it's a hemshach of the same bracha. If you say Yehi Ratzon Bufanecha, sounds like they're two different brachas. Then how come the Yehi Ratzon isn't Pasachas Bebaruch? Not the Lakai in the Shama Shana Satvi, that's before. But the Yehi Ratzon Bufanecha, so some Rishonim hold that that's a separate bracha. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds not, you say Yehi Ratzon with Avav. And then the Tosis and other Mesichta say you really shouldn't say Amen, because it's not proper to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. So that's a shaila we have, that's a common practice. The Chazan says, Yalo v'yavay, we call Rome and Chazoros HaShatz. Then you say that the Toibel of bracha, everybody says Amen, L'chaim or L'sholem, everybody says Amen. So what is saying Amen in the middle of a bracha? So Chacham Avadi quotes those Achronim who say like that. Rav Soloveitchik taught like that. He said his family tradition is you don't say Amen, Amen, in the middle of Yalaviyah, because in the middle of a bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to say Amen. Chacham Avadi quotes those who have that taina, but then he quotes those who defend the minig. He defends the minig that you can't say Amen. When you discussed, when you add on Atachon Antonu in the middle of Ma'irivam B'tzoi Shabbos, then you end off with Chanein Mi'itcha De'abinu Haskel. You say Vichanenu, because he already said Hachalena Yabam Vayim Lechosenu L'Sholem. He had a Bakasha. Then you say Vichanenu Mi'itcha De'abinu Haskel. Asking another Bakasha, you can't just say Chanenu Mi'itcha. It's not a Hemshach from before. So some Poskim have the practice that all week long you say Vichanenu Mi'itcha De'abinu Haskel, and they say the logic is because it's not a new bracha b'fnei atzma. The Rabbeinu Tam said, you say V'yihi Ratzon Bufanecha, you say V'yihi Ratzon, because it's a Hemshech. So in Atochainen also it's a Hemshech. Yeah, but the question, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean it's a Hemshech? But you didn't say another Bakosha before. If you have two different Bakoshas, when you say Atochain Antoni, you say Hochel Aleinu Hayam HaBa'abayim L'Kavaseinu L'Shalayim, that's the first Bakosha. Atochain Aleinu Dasam Alam Nanish Bina is a Shebach. That's a statement. That's a sheva. Then you say, "Hochaleinu hayamim habayim l'kavaseinu l'shalom." That's a bakosha. V'chaneinu mi'itcha de'abinim haskel is another bakosha. So then you say, "Vobachibur," because it's in the middle of a bracha. But if you don't say "Atochan antanu," so you didn't say any bakosha yet. So what are you saying? V'chaneinu, the vob doesn't fit in there. You didn't. That's the first bakosha that you're asking. That's a pella. They quote the Rav Moshe followed that opinion. I don't know. Does that make sense? I thought it was a pella. Why you should say v'chaneinu all week long? Anyway, this is a famous tesis. Same tesis appears in Psochim, and they cover more topics there in Psochim on this topic, Kuf Dalel and Beis, on this topic of Baruch Hasmucha L'Chavato. Yeah, there is Machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The Rashbam was the older brother, Rabbeinu Tam was the middle brother, and then there was a younger brother who was born after Rashi passed away. He was named Rabbeinu Shloimeh Reb Meir. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam every so often have a Machlekes. And that Machlekes, when you have a Brocha Smucha L'Chavato, the second Brocha is not Pasachas B'Borchas. That only apply if the first Brocha was a Brocha Arucha. So the next Brocha is Smucha to the Chasima. What if the previous bracha is only a bracha k'tzara? So then does it make sense that the next bracha has got to be smucha l'chavato? So that they had a machlekes about that. So that's a shayla. All the bichas hashach, how come each one, all the 15 brachas, how come each one is pasachas b'baruch? Why don't you treat each one as a bracha smucha l'chavato? So you could answer they're totally unrelated to each other. This is when he gets out of bed, this is when he stretches, that's when he walks on the ground. This one he puts on shoes. That's not one unit. Each one is separate. He could give that answer. Or other Rishonim give an answer. It's not smucha l'chavata, because the preceding bracha to which he wanted to be smucha is a bracha k'zara. But that's a machlokes Rishonim. Is that correct or not? That smucha l'chavata doesn't require a bracha. It's only if the first bracha to which it's smucha is a bracha arucha, and it's smucha to the conclusion. Yeah, the Braisa says that there are a few exceptions to the rule that a bracha does not have to be pasachas bebaruch. One is if it's bracha smucha l'chavata. Another one is the birchas kriyashma. Emes v'yatziv. Hashkiveinu is smucha l'chavata. It comes right after Gual Yisrael. So that's smucha l'chavata. So that's not a question. How come Hashkiveinu doesn't begin with Baruch HaTor? It's taka smucha l'chavata. But the question was, what about Emes v'yatziv, Emes v'amuna? Why does the Braisa say chutz mi'birchas kriyashma? That's an exception to the rule. It doesn't have to be smucha l'chavata. Baruch HaRachena shavi kriyashma. Yeah. Why don't you say that's a smucha l'chavata? It's smucha to Abba Rabba, Abba Salom. So you see that that's not smucha l'chavata. There's a series of two brachas before. Yotzeror baruch ha'ishach ha'shevedor ma'ariv ha'ravim. The first bracha, then Abba Rabba, Abba Salom, l'chavis smucha l'chavata to the first one. To the first one. And then Emes v'yatziv, Emes Amun is a new unit. That's what it would appear. It's a new unit. It's not that it's smucha l'chavata to the Abba Rabba Abba Solom that preceded the Kriyashma. Yishtabach is smucha l'chavata to Baruch Sha'amar, and Yehalulucha is smucha l'chavata to the bracha before. But apparently over here, if you say Kriyashma in the middle, so the Emes v'yatziv, Emes Amun is not considered smucha l'chavata to the bracha before. So how come you don't say Amen? Again, Abirch Abayim Yisrael B'Yahavo, how come you don't say Amen Ach Abirch HaZatzma? He just finished the series of brachas. First bracha and the second bracha. And Emes V'yatziv Emes Amun is not a hemshech. It's a new haschol of a bracha, and the Braisa said that's an exception to the rule that it's not Pesachas B'Baruch. It's not, doesn't go under the rule of bracha smucha l'chavata. There are two different exceptions to the rule. Yeah. So how come you don't say Amen? The Sfardim are so careful. They say Amen after Yehalleluch and say Amen after Yishtabach. So why don't they say Amen after... They say after Baruch Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahavo? They do say Amen. No, Achav Bichas Atzmo. A guy, the Sfardim who say Amen after... Yeah, they say Amen after Yehalleluch and after Yishtabach. So do they say Amen? I don't think so. They don't say Amen after Baruch Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahavo Shema Yisrael. When the Chazan says the Baruch and the Yeshiva, they scream out Amen. Everybody screams out Amen. The Mishnah Berurah recommends you shouldn't say Amen. You should try to finish with the Chazan, so you won't have to answer Amen. Yikra din is bein aprokim, you're allowed to answer Amen. But because some Rishonim held that Abba Rabba, Abba Salam is the Bichas HaMitzvah and Kriyashma, so then it's not right to be mapsik in between the reciting of the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah, so you should try to avoid. Yikra din, you do say Amen. You should try to avoid it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. But in all the Litvish Yeshivas in Europe, they didn't follow that. Litvish Yeshivas in Europe, they chazan, they waited. Every yochid finished the Baruch Ma'am Yisrael B'Av, then the chazan said it out loud, and everybody screamed out Amen. They didn't follow the Mishnah Berurah on that. Yeah, Rav Moshe did follow the Mishnah Berurah because he didn't learn in yeshivas. But in the Litvish Yeshivas, they all did say Amen. The people that have memoirs from the people who learned in the yeshivas, so they say they didn't know what to expect. They said when 400 people screamed out Amen, they thought the building was going to collapse. They never heard that before. They were brought up in America, brought up in England, or in France, or whatever. And then they came to the Lithuanian yeshivas, to Litna, to Mir, and to Telz. And there were 400, 500 people screaming out Amen. They thought the building was going to collapse. They never heard such a thing before. So why don't you say Amen after Birchas Atzma? So the answer is no. It'll be a hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah. Because we treat Abba Rabba, Abba Salam, as if it's the Abba Salam, Abba Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah. That was at the end of the first parak. If a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah before Shacharis, and he said Abba Rabba in Bichas Kriya Shema, so then he's Yotze Bichas HaTorah. So the Bichas HaTorah is the Bichas HaMitzvah over the Kriya Shema. So that's not right to say Amen Acha Bichas Atzma, because in a certain sense, it's the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the Emes V'yat, the Emes Amuna, is not a Hemshach from before. It's considered a separate halacha. Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavato is not Pesach, it's B'Baruch, and Emes V'yatzim is not considered a Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavato. It's not Smucha to before, it's not one Kiyum. The two Baruchas before is one Kiyum, and naturally, Baruch HaMisol B'Yavu should be the end of, that should have really said maybe Amen there, Acha Bichas Atzma, because that's the end of the series. And Emes V'yatzim, Emes V'munah is a Haschol of a new Baruch, and that's another rule. The Baruch HaChrenish HaBikriya Shema is not Pesach as Baruch, but it's not the same, it's not identical with the other rule of Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavato. It's not one Kiyum. Interesting. It's not considered one Hemshach of it. Then the Gemara says that the Beis HaOvel, there's a different text about Teira Meita, the Adan Dain Hemes. The Adan Dain Hemes. The common practice is that nobody ever says this. So they justify in Shulchan Aruch, they say, because there's some or of the opinion that you only say this dynamis is a form of Tzidik HaDin. You only say this Tzidik HaDin in the Birchus HaMozen if you have Zimun Basara. Others say you only say it if you have Zimun Bishloisha, which you rarely have Zimun Basara, and Zimun Bishloisha very often. Also, you don't have Zimun Bishloisha. So that's why there's a common practice you don't do it. Others say, no, the tradition is you don't need Zimun Bishloisha, you don't need Zimun Basara. Even if the person is benching on his own, he still says he should insert this, Dina Emes, etc. Who Yigda Pirtzis Yisrael and so on. You should insert this in the middle of the Bracha of Atayva Meitiv. Even if you're not benching Mizumin, even if the Oval is all by himself. Usually the Tzidik HaDin, the Oval says on his own. So you can say it here too.
Just the Oval or anyone who's at the Beis HaOvel?
I don't think the others say. I thought the Tzidik HaDin is only the Oval says the Tzidik HaDin. I don't think the others say. Don't know. I don't remember. Then the Gemara says, who should wash first my Mishayim before you say Hamayitz? So the Gemara says, Mechabed the biggest Tamachachim first. The Gemara says, Mechabed the biggest Tamachachim first. Then he has to sit there twiddling his thumbs to wait till everybody comes in order to say Hamoitzi. That doesn't make sense. And the Gemara says, no, we're going to serve him right away. He's not going to have to wait for the others. As soon as he comes, he washes first, and we give him his challah right away. Mashma from the Gemara, that if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, and one person is going to say Hamoitzi for everybody, he's going to say Hamoitzi, and someone else is going to say Hamoitzi, then it's not bekavadik to have the godel wash first and sit there with his hands crossed and twiddling his thumbs for a few minutes till everybody finishes washing. So that's on Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber quotes from the Rosh, that the Rosh's practice was that when a lot of people washing until it's a dime, he would always wash last. Because everybody's going to wait for each other. So bekavadik is that the biggest Talmid Chacham watches last. Yeah, and what about Mayim Achronim, which is the kavod? So the Gemara says, the last five people, the biggest Talmid Chacham should, the one who we have designated one person to bench, Mezuman. Whoever's going to bench Mezuman, most of the time it'll be the biggest Talmid Chacham. So he should be the first one to wash. If you have 100 people, after the first 95 wash, you have five people left. So the one who's going to bench Mezuman should wash Mayim Achronim first from the last five. So that'll be the biggest Talmid Chacham is the one who's going to bench Mezuman. Let's have a kohen or a lady. Okay, then. The kiddushto ishim in mechaber the kohen. The Gemara says, when you mechaber a kohen with the first aliyah, then you mechaber the lady with the second aliyah. Ain shem kohen is parda chavila. If there is no kohen, then you don't have to call a lady first. Rashi has two pshatim. You don't have to call a lady first, so it's not permissible to call a lady first. Why you're not permitted? That's what some have the practice. You machma like that opinion of Rashi. Why not permitted? Because then you're giving the levi the kavod that only a kohen deserves. You're not supposed to be mechabed. You should be mechabed a kohen in a proper fashion. And if you're mechabed a levi, when there's no kohen, mechabed a levi, the same kibbutz that the kohen deserves. So So then you're undoing the cover that you give to the kohen all the time. Because it's showing that it's not a big deal. It's not such a big deal who gets the first aliyah. So that's not right. If there's no kohen, so we say in this part of the chavila, don't give the first aliyah to a Levi, give it to Israel. Ah, you're giving the cover to the Israel that only a kohen deserves. No, someone has to get the first aliyah. But you don't go out of your way to give it to anybody special. Give it to our Talmid Chacham. But if there's a Levi, that's the question. So the 2 days in Rashi, en sham kohen is part of the chavila, means you're not required to give the first aliyah to the Levi, or you're not permitted to give the first aliyah to the Levi. Sometimes we would lay in Kriyas HaTorah, there wouldn't be a kohen, so they would want to call Rabbi Soloveitchik, because he was the biggest Talmid Chacham. So he didn't realize he was the biggest Talmid Chacham. So he said, no, this part of the chavila. Rashi says, one pshat, you're not allowed to call a lady first. So they said, but you're the Rebbe. So he realized, yeah, he's the biggest Talmid Chacham. He was the Rebbe by far. He was the biggest Talmid Chacham in the whole group. He was light years ahead of us, way ahead of us. But he wanted to, for educational purposes, he wanted the students to know that there's such a day in Russia. So he didn't want to take the first aliyah. Yeah, and then I remember once they gave him the second aliyah, and then on a tiny seber, I think it was, so they said, whom should we give the third aliyah? They said, whoever you want. So they said, who? So he pointed to Darren Lichtenstein. You should give him. So he said, but he's your son-in-law. So he said, so what? There's nothing wrong with giving a father-in-law and son-in-law one after that. Because you don't give a father and a son. You don't give two brothers. A father-in-law and son-in-law. So he said, so what? So new chumer. So he gave Aaron Lichtenstein the next aliyah. Yeah. Then the Gemara says the Reish Galusa told the Chachamim, the Amoraim, even though you are elderly rabbis and you have a lot of traditions, but the Persians have beautiful traditions that you're not aware of, and we should pick up the nice midas types that the Persians have. The Chazal are always open to that. We're traveling around Golis all over the world. If there are nice things that they have in America, nice attitudes, we should pick them up. We should be careful not to pick up the stupid things that they have in America. That's the lotion that Medrash has. Kimikukonim shebehem asisim. Kimisukonim shebehem lo asisim. He picked up all the stupidities, all the silly things from the goy. You should pick up the intelligent things from the goy. So that's what the Gemara says. The Parsoi had beautiful practices, and the Ivanim had. Every nationality has nice things, and we should always pick up all the nice things, but we should be careful to discern, not to pick up the stupid things. Then we have the Taptaisis Mem Zayinim and Allah, very interesting din. If I say Hamotzi on Shabbos, and I slice the challah, and I put it on a tray, and I pass it down to the end of the table, so the people at the end of the table are not allowed to start eating till I swallow a little bit. Enam sum rashayim litam achiyutam hamivar. Why is that? So the Pashtus, one could have said a pshat, but we're going to show that it's not correct. One could have said a pshat, because if I say hamotzi and I don't eat the bread, it turns out that my bracha is a bracha levat tom. So if I say hamotzi and everybody's going to eat based on my hamotzi, if it turns out that I don't eat any bread, comes that my bracha was a bracha levat tola, I only said hamotzi for you. You don't say yotz hamotzi by birchas hanen. You only say yotz hamotzi by birchas hamitzus. So one can say that's the reason. And I'm sumer Hashem litom. If I'll swallow a little bit of a morsel of bread, so my bracha will have been chal, it took effect. So since my bracha was good, so the bracha is good for the whole group. But before I swallow anything, it won't be considered a bracha. So Tosfos shows that that's not correct. That is not correct, because the Gemara in Pesachim tells a story. One of the Amoraim came to a community, and they wanted to be mechabed him. So they said, Shabbos morning, after the davening, we have a Kiddush. Would you like to recite Kiddusha Rabbah? He never heard of that term before. Kiddusha Rabbah. The Maskonis HaGemara is Kiddusha Rabbah means all you say is Bor Piagofen. Bizman is that usually people say a Pasuk before, a few Pesukim before. Zachar Shama Shabbos Lekatcha, Risham Menei Sosa Shabbos, something like that. But Bizman HaGemara would appear that all they said was the Bor Piagofen. That's the whole Kiddush, Bor Piagofen. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he had two grandfathers. Rabbi Chaim did like it says in the Gemara, and Shabbos Mung he only said Bar Piagov. And the other aunt, the other father, the other grandfather, he used to say, well, the psukim before. So he asked his grandfather, why do you say the psukim? But the other grandfather doesn't say. And the Gemara, it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, and the Rashbam writes there, why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? It's a Loshen Saginor. It doesn't mean the big Kiddush, means the short Kiddush, the very short Kiddush. All he says is Bar Piagofen. It's a Loshen Saginor because it's such a short Kiddush. So the grandfather said, you're right, but I follow whatever it says in the Siddur. That's what I say. Now, Prime didn't say everything that he said in the Siddur. Yeah. So the Gemara tells the story that the Mechaber, one of the Amram, he came to a community, he was never there before, and they said, they're going to be Mechaber, and he should say Kiddusha Rabbah. So he didn't know what he was getting himself into. Kiddusha Rabbah sounds like a very long Kiddush, something longer than last night. Last night, not so long. Friday night, not such a long Kiddush. So he didn't know what they wanted. So he takes a cup of wine, and says, Bar Piagofen, and he's prepared to say whatever bracha they're going to tell him to say after that. Even though he never heard of it, so it should be a bracha levatola, but if there's a minig amakim that they say some very long bracha, so he's prepared to say the bracha. That's where Moshe Weinstein points out, you see from the Gemara, that say, my personal practice is I don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam. My community never says. I come to another shul and I'm the Baal Tefillah there. And then they're all saying, by my Rebbe, Baruch Hashem Li'olam, Amen, V'Amen. And they expect me to say, Yirei Neni Mismach Libeinu. They want me to say it out loud. So you see, Rabbi Moshe says, you see from that Gemara Psochim, that the Amora was prepared to say the bracha out loud, whatever the bracha would be, that they would tell him that he should say. They said, it's Kiddusha Rabbah. It turned out that was the whole Kiddusha Rabbah, was just a Bar Piagofen. But it sounds like he was prepared to say whatever the minig was to say. So the Gemara tells the story that the Amora said Bar Piagofen, then he's waiting. Someone's going to give him a siddur, someone's going to imply to him, someone's going to hint to him what bracha you say after the big, this major Kiddush, the Kiddusha Rabbah. So he sees that there was an old man who was gochen, leaned over v'shasi. He leaned over and he took a sip of wine. They had a big becher of wine. They had a whole revius. And this honorable rabbi was saying Bar Piagofen out loud to be moitzi everybody. And then they had little cups. They had little cups that didn't have a revius. They had wine in them. So the Gemara says the older person who said the Bar Piagofen out loud leaned over. Again, the Talmud Chacham said the Bar Piagofen, and then he's prepared to, the Amora said Bar Piagofen, he's prepared to say whatever other bracha the last came to say. And then he sees an old man from the crowd, leans over and he's taking a sip from the little cup of wine. So he realized, that's the whole bracha. I just finished the whole Kiddush. I just said Bar Piagofen. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? So the Rashbam says it's a Loshen Tzagi Nohar. It really means the short version of the Kiddush. He said the long Kiddush. Really means the short Kiddush. The short Kiddush is the Bar Piagofen. So he says, it doesn't say in the Gemara that the old man did Shaloi Kedin. Pashto says that he did Kedin, so how can he take a sip of the wine if the Amora didn't take a sip of his wine yet? That's Taisus Kasha. That exactly is Taisus Kasha. So Taisus comes to the answer, Taisus comes to the conclusion, but that's not the reason why. Not that no one should eat or drink based on my bracha, because I may decide not to eat or drink anything. Come at my bracha, the bracha batol, it'll come out that they were drinking the wine without a bracha. That's not the reason why. Everybody knows I'm going to drink the wine, I'm going to eat the challah. So the bracha is going to turn out. It's going to straighten itself out in the end of the day. It's going to be fine. So why are you not allowed to eat before me? Because there's a lack of derech eretz. If you rely on my bracha, so it's not right that you should start nibbling the food before I start eating some of the food. But Tosfos said, what happens if the Yerushalmi says, what happens if each one has his own cup of wine? I said, Bar Piagofen, but at my table we have little cups and everybody has their own wine. So then there's no violation of derech eretz. If they're drinking, I said Kiddush of a cup of wine. Now I'm going to pour, after I finish the whole Kiddush, I'm going to pour in everybody's little cups. And then they're going to be drinking from my cup and they're going to drink before me. So that's a lack of derech eretz. But if I told everybody, whoever wants wine, fill up your cup before, and then I'm going to say Kiddush, and when I finish Kiddush, I'm going to drink from my cup, you can drink from your cup, so then your cup is not coming from my cup. Then you can sip your wine, you can drink your wine before me. There's no violation of derech eretz. That's what Tosfos answers. They say that's what it says, v'achayisa b'Yerushalmi. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi Taka. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maaseh. Tosis in Pesachim gives a different answer. Tosis says, no, it's Takedin. If I say Hamotzi Abor Piagofen, it's a bracha levatola until I start drinking the wine or eating some of the challah. So you better not. It's a very strong recommendation. You shouldn't eat challah till I start eating the challah, because it may turn out, in the end, I may say Hamotzi, I may not never get to eat any challah. I'll say Bar Piagofen, I'll never get to drink any wine at all. So to turn it out that my bracha is a bracha levatola. So to make sure it's not a bracha levatola, so they say no one should drink until I take a sip. So then my bracha was chal on the wine of the chala that I'm eating and showing, and then it's chal for the other people as well. So the Tosfos in Pesachim says, maybe the olam the pshat is because the bracha is not chal till I start eating, but bar piagofen of kiddush, the Gemara says in the end of the third parak on Rosh Hashanah, bar piagofen of kiddush, he say yotza moitzi. Even if I'm not being yotza with the bar piagofen, I have the right to say, I have the ability, I'm allowed to say bar piagofen for you. So thereby, is it talking about kiddush on Shabbos morning or Yantar morning? So I say bar piagofen for you. I don't have to drink first. My bar piagofen is in place because the din is yotza moitzi. That's what the Ritva, that's what the Tosfos answers. Tosfos in Pesachim answers like that. That maybe the Yolam it's a real din. Maybe the Bavli holds it's a real din. It's not only because of Derech Eretz. Maybe the Bavli holds it's a real din. And the din is because the Birchus HaNenin is only chal if I actually have Anor. If I never have any Anor, Birchus HaNenin is not chal. I say, how can I say the bar piagofen on behalf of the others, even though I didn't, how can I be yotzeh with my bar piagofen if I didn't drink any of the wine yet? So they say, no, bar piagofen of kiddush, we say yotzeh moitzi. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Ritva disagrees with the Tosfos. He says, when do you say that we allow yotzeh moitzi bar piagofen of kiddush? That's on Yontif night or Shabbos night. But the bar piagofen comes with another bracha. You say kiddush. But Shabbos morning, that all you say is the bar piagofen. That's a plain old birchas hanenin, and you wouldn't say yotze moitzi. Only if I need the bar piagofen also, I need it and you need it, then you can say yotze moitzi. Then not yotze moitzi. Then you say shemei kohenim. We're all going to be drinking together. But I can only say the kiddush for you, yotza moitze, with the bar piagofen. That's only on Friday night, on Leil Yontif, because the bar piagofen comes in conjunction with the bracha kiddush. Bracha kiddush is yotza moitze. But on Shabbos morning, that all you say is the bar piagofen, then you don't say yotza moitze. So that's Rabbi Kivega quotes that Ritva disagreeing with the Tosfos' opinion in Pesachim. The Tosfos in Pesachim says that the old man was allowed to drink. Because when the Amora said bar piagofen for the others, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to drink anything. He can say bar piagofen for the others even though he's not drinking anything. By challah, he can't say. I can't say hamotzi for the others unless I'm eating. And even though hamotzi lach menotzav al achilas matzah, the Gemara says yotza moitzi, but on a Shabbos and Yontav, you don't say like that. You can't say, you don't allow me to say hamotzi lach menotzav on behalf of the guests because they're mechuyev to have a suda. That we don't say. Why not? That's an interesting question. Why not? How come on Pesach night you do? I can say the Gemara. I can say Hamotzi Lach Meratz on behalf of the other people, even though I'm not being Yotze now. I already finished the Seder, and then you don't know how to say the brachas. I can say Kiddush for you. I can say the Baruch Piagofen of the Kiddush for you. I can say Hamotzi, and I can say Al Achilas Matzah also for you. But on Shabbos morning and Yontif morning, when you say Bar Piagofen and the Kiddush, that's the Machlokes Tosfos in the Ritva. So Leil Shabbos, where the Bar Piagofen comes in conjunction with the Kiddush, they say Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush. But Shabbos morning, when you say the Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush, there is nothing else. There is no kiddush. The bar piagofen is only a plain old birchas hanenin, a plain birchas hanenin. So you don't allow yotza moitzi. You don't permit yotza moitzi. Yeah, according to that Ritva, the kiddush on Shabbos morning is just a birchas hanenin. then it should follow that whoever doesn't drink the wine is not yotzei. On Friday night, we assume even if you don't drink the wine, you're yotzei. Because it's a bracha lakos, and we say, somebody has to drink, sip, someone has to drink maloy lugma. As long as one person drinks maloy lugma, so the whole group is yotzei. But on Shabbos morning, it's only a bichas hanenin, according to the Esritvo. There in Psoch, Imandaf Kuvov. It's only a bichas hanenin, so whoever doesn't drink has no shaykhas with the bracha. So that was the chiddush that Rav Velvela came up with, and they consider that a big chiddush. And the Netziv writes like that in his commentary on the Shiltas. He already wrote like that, that he thinks that on Shabbos morning, whoever doesn't drink the wine is not yotze. So it should fit in with the Ritva. The Shabbos morning, the Kiddush, you cannot say Yotze.
It doesn't necessarily have to fit with the Ritva, right? The Ritva could just say the way Chazal instituted that someone has to make his prayer to end. But the rule of that you can motzi someone else with the bracha, if you have some motzi, can only apply to things that have special bracha. I think the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah there, right, give the two examples, are Kiddush, and I think Achilas Matzah is the other example.
A motzi of Achilas Matzah.
But not a motzi of Shabbos, not a motzi of the Shabbos Suda.
Right.
Even though it's also...
So the Shabbos is, why not? Why is it different? So you look in the Achreinim on Shulchan Aruch, so some say because the Shulchan Aruch has a din, if a person enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, so he should fulfill Oinik Shabbos by fasting.
But the Ritva doesn't have to come on to that. The Ritva just says, the Chazal only set up the institution of Yasamotzi when the mitzvah you have to do involves a bracha of its own, which is not shayach of Kiddush Shabbos day. But just because there's no separate bracha, and therefore there's no rule of Yasamotzi, or... there's no rule of Yotze Motzi, doesn't mean that Chazal didn't say to be
Yotze
the same way you're Yotze on Friday night. On Friday night, you would be Yotze by here in Kiddush.
Right.
So the same thing could be true Shabbos day. Yotze Motzi is for an entirely separate reason, that Chazal only set up the institution of Yotze Motzi when there's a second bracha along with the bracha that they told you here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay. Correct. But that's the issue. Good. Not necessarily identical issue. There is some connection. Okay. Then the you have to be careful not to answer Omen Yisayma. How do you translate Omen Yisayma? So Tosis has one pshat. He's saying Amen. He doesn't know what Amen is referring to. Amen means I agree also. But I agree to what? He's signing on a dotted line. What are you signing about? He agrees with what the Chazan said. He doesn't know what the Chazan said. That's an Omen Yisayma. That's one pshat. There's another pshat, Omen Yisayma. Someone else says a bracha, and I wait a long period of time, then I answer Amen way later. So the Amen doesn't relate. It stands alone. Amen stands alone. It doesn't seem to be a haskama on what the other person said, because he finished saying it a long time ago. He finished 20 seconds ago. So it's too late to answer Amen. What's Amen Chatufa? So some should learn Amen Chatufa means a chataf. Chataf means a shvo. Means instead of saying or main, a comet under the Aleph, main, as if there were a shvo under the Aleph. That's one pshat. Omen chatufa, as if there's a shvo under the Aleph. Or a shvo under the base. He mispronounced. And the other pshat that they give is, Omen chatufa is the opposite of Omen Yisam. Omen Yisam means, the chazan finishes the bracha, and I wait 10 seconds, then I say Omen. So the Omen doesn't relate back, because there's such a long pause in between. So Omen chatufa means, I was chaytev. I chaptois, I said Amen too soon. What is considered too soon? So Rav Soloveitchik always used to announce on Rosh Hashanah before Tkir Shofar, no one should say Amen before the Chazan completes the final syllable of the last word in the bracha. A lot of times older people do that. A lot of times people are eager to answer Amen, so they answer Amen before the Chazan finished the bracha. So that's not proper. And some translate that's considered Amen Chatufa.
Both can be right.
Yeah. Shouldn't answer Amen too slowly, shouldn't answer one pshat Amen Chatufa, he says Amen too quickly. Alright, all the dinim are right. Only question, how do you translate the words? What does the word Amen Chatufa mean? What does the word Amen Yisayma mean? Yeah, Tosfos says in Alexandria, the Gemara says in Sukkot, Daf Nun Aleph, in Alexandria, there was such a gigantic shul, there was Keflaim, Kiyotze, Mitzrayim. There's such a doubly amount of Shishim Ribo. And when they said the bracha, when the chazan said the brachas, the chazaras hashatz, the tzibur couldn't hear, but someone would be waving flags and everybody would say amen. So Tosfos says, what are they saying amen? They don't know what bracha the chazan is saying, so it should be an amen yisayim. Amen still said it's on because he doesn't know what he's agreeing to. So Tosfos says no. Rashi and Tosfos said the same thing, no. They would wave flags, everybody would know whether up to the 5th bracha, the 7th bracha, the 10th bracha, the 18th bracha. Everybody knew what bracha they were up to, they just didn't hear the chazan. It was so noisy, or the shul was so gigantic, the sound of the chazan's voice didn't carry that much.
So the signal was there.
Huh?
So you don't have to hear the bracha, only know what he's up to.
Oh, so that's what that says, you're permitted to answer amen as long as you know what he's saying. Even though you don't hear it, you're permitted to answer amen. So does this mean that someone says Kiddush and I'm deaf, and I know what he says, and then I say amen? You say, you're yotzei the bracha even though you didn't hear? Or do you say, no, by Chazaras HaShatz, the Gemara says, the Tzibur says amen, even though they didn't hear the Chazan, but they know what bracha he's up to, because he's going in order. He's going to say all the 19 brachas. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm yotzei. If someone says Kiddush and I'm dol, and I answer amen at the correct time, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm yotzei the Kiddush or the Havdalah. Right, so the Prim Gadim has a suffix about that. Mishnah Berurah quotes Prim Gadim has a suffix, whether you say, Kol ha'inami ki l'hoitzi bracha mipiv domi, even if he didn't hear the words of the bracha. He just said, amen, knowing what they're answering, what the other one is saying. So that's considered a suffix in the Prim Gadim. Then the Gemara goes back to discuss all the cases in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if you ate non-kosher food, you're not mitzarif to the Zimun, because people who do Averis are all on their own. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. The Rambam has a different shot. When you eat non-kosher food, you don't say a bracha, not before, not after. So it's not a din of Zimun, it's a din of benching. You don't say hamoitz, and you don't say birchas hamazon on non-kosher food. But the other Rishonim say, no, it's a din. There's no tzir if you have to have shlosha shkochu ka'achas to bench mezumen. And if three people are robbing a bank, b'shutfis, is considered as if each one is doing the aver on his own. There's no tzir of together. When you're doing averas, each one is out for himself. L'hano asatzma. You don't say that they're doing it in unison together.
The person has to eat for a reason. He has a hetzer.
Then we say, do say bracha. So some Rishonim wanted to distinguish between eating on Yom Kippur, the food is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, as opposed to eating mamash chaser. So most of the Rishonim say that in Shulchan Aruch that distinction is not accepted. It doesn't make a difference whether you have to eat the tevel dika bread, or you have to eat on Yom Kippur. In either event, you do say bracha. Whenever you're eating the heta, you're not doing an aver by eating, because there's a safik bikuach nefashis, safik sakonas nefashis, then we pass and do say bracha. And then some suggested, the Meiri suggests, maybe a chilek between Yom Kippur, the food is kosher, just you're not allowed to eat today. Mashenik, and other times when the kosher, when the food is not kosher, so Rav Soloveitchik, it doesn't make any difference. Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't make a difference. We paskan that whenever it's mutter because of sakonas nefashos, so it does make a difference.
On the Zimun too.
Zimun too, yeah. It doesn't make a difference whether the bread is not kosher, or the bread is kosher, but it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. If it's beheter, it's beheter. If it's beiser, it's beiser, and it's beheter, it's beheter. It doesn't make a difference, Yom Kippur or Macholas Asuris. So again, so the Mishnah says, even though if you ate non-kosher food, there's no zimun. If the bread is non-kosher, if the meat and the chicken is not and the fish is not kosher, but the bread was kosher, you have to bench because you ate kosher bread. But let's say the bread that he ate was tevel. The bread that he ate was tevel. So then the Rambam, we pass on Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, that no bracha is recited at all. Not only that you don't have the din of the Shlosh Shach Lukachas, there's no brachas at all. No bracha before, no bracha after. So the Mishnah has exceptions to the rule. If you ate demai, Mar says, but demai is not kosher. Mar says, no, even with the rabbanon, it's not. If you have tevel, tavim, the rabbanon could go on. Shizarba, it's a chain of nokuv. That's tevel, mid the rabbanon. That's macholos asuris, mid the rabbanon. But if you have demai was instituted by the chachamim as a chumra, but Torah's chumra. It's not a bikur adin. whenever goes the franim. So therefore, if achal d'mai, that's not called eating macholos asuris. Then the Gemara continues that if he eats, ma'aseh sheni behegdush enivdu. Enivdu is the pshita, what's the chiddush? After the Gemara, he didn't give the chaimish yet. And really the chaimish is part of the pidyon. But that's chiddush. Since we paskin that the chaimish is not miyakev, so it's considered as if the hegdish was nifta already. The hegdish was nifta already. Then it says in the Mishnah, if he ate tevel, you're not mitzarev to azima. Tevel is mamash treif. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says no. Tevel atam the rabbanon shezara ba'atzitz she'en anokov. Shezara ba'atzitz she'en anokov. Yeah. That's tevel mid the rabbanon. And then it says, if he ate ma'aseh sheni shenitlu trumasa, so the Gemara gets involved, the whole story. Okay, we'll have to start tomorrow. Okay, we just have left. We have tomorrow, Thursday, a normal day, regular normal day, 10:45 to 12:15. And we got to finish the whole Chazorah on Thursday and Sunday because the Bchina is going to be on Monday. What time Monday is good? 10 o'clock? Monday morning, 10 o'clock, bright and early? Let's come a minion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen is why?
It's bechlal the bracha. Right? We said it's on the amen. It's not right before the amen. And the amen is bechlal the bracha. So why does it have? Why do we say all these haraba? That's a sort of the bracha.
Mm-hmm. But still,
what?
You say the mere thrilling, I don't say our name. There's no series of brachas. Good question.
You
said that Rabbi Soloveitchik said like that. That in North America you can't say Tefillin Sadera.
Is there a mark of Yerushalayim?
Unless you go by plane. Not Tefillin Yerushalayim. Okay.
So the airplane is the only thing really to say.
Why? Who did you ask? I don't want to answer.